Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, mostly sunny today with a high near 59 degrees, breezy with a west wind gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 37. And on Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 59. Breezy, winds could gust as high as 37 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than half of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. And in the news for today, Governor Tony Evers took action on 78 bills Friday, signing 35 bills passed by the legislature this season and vetoing 43 bills, bringing the total number of bills he has vetoed in the latest session to 98, a new record for Wisconsin governors. Assembly Speaker Robin Vos immediately put out a press release deriding Evers' record-setting vetoes and declaring, quote, "While legislative Republicans continue to pass needed reforms to address election security, rising crime, and workforce shortages, the governor continues to ignore the important issues facing Wisconsinites," end quote. There was a package of election bills that grew out of ex-President Donald Trump's big lie about widespread election fraud, power grab efforts to wrest control over the spending of federal pandemic relief funds from the governor, tough on crime bills that infringe on the discretion of the courts, a bill that allows people to carry concealed weapons onto school grounds, and an obsessive focus on preventing schools from teaching about the harms of racism. A handful of other educational innovations aiming to transfer money out of the public schools are part of an ongoing effort by the legislature, as Evers put it in a veto message, to, quote, "politicize our schools and our education system while refusing to make meaningful, necessary investments in our kids," end quote. Evers did sign a bipartisan measure that will finally close the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Correctional Facilities, repurposing them as adult lockups, while providing $42 million for a new youth facility in Milwaukee. Again, this is according to a Wisconsin Examiner report today. In a report from WKOW-TV News in Madison, 1,551 new COVID-19 cases were reported Friday in Wisconsin, according to the latest numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. DHS states it received a backlog from COVID-19 test results from external reporting sites that is increasing reported cases for Friday. The seven-day average of COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin is at 568, according to the latest numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. DHS also reported one new COVID-19 death, bringing the seven-day average to two. Locally in Vernon County, as of Friday, April 8th, community transmission was still related as high. There were 15 new cases of COVID last week reported, with no new hospitalizations and no new deaths. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.